Hi, Richard. Oh, yeah, I can't hear you. Yeah, it was interesting. It rang, and then it, like, paused for a bit, and then it rang again. I was like, what happened?
Yeah, I'm out in the country, man. I live out in a little town called Mantee, Mississippi. It's pretty
remote. Yeah. Nice. How was work, man? You're on your way home now?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Did you get a chance to look at what I sent over?
Not really, man. Like I said, I've been at work all day. I'm when I get home, I'm gonna look it over and everything. And I mean, you can tell me a little bit about it if you want right now. You know, I can't I'm not gonna make no decision about it overnight or nothing. You know, I gotta talk to my wife and stuff. And, you know, I do a lot of research about things. You know, we just started the business. You know, we're really trying to get it going. I've been doing a lot of door-to-door and most of the footwork myself because, you know, we started the business out of nothing, dude. Like, I literally started the business with a dadgum pressure washer in the back of my truck, and I built it up. I've actually got about a $30,000 rig now.
Oh, nice.
But, and I did that over the period of a year. And, it's a very wishy-washy business, I guess you could say. It's not something like you go wash somebody's house, you ain't going to do it again until next year.
Right.
So it's,
especially because you got a lot of people trying to do it themselves, you know, like popping up everywhere, trying to charge less but have like shoddy service, right?
Yeah, that too. I'm actually adding a lawn care service next spring and to sort of fill in the gap, you know, for just repetitive money.
Right.
Which I do a lot of other work too. I paint and all kind of other crap too. Roofing and everything. But I'm definitely interested in what you got going on, and I've been looking into it in a couple. You know, I've had so many people call me since I started the Google list.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
I hear that quite a bit, so.
So, I did look at it a little bit. So, it said something like 249, I don't even remember what it said, a month or whatever.
Exactly. 249 is month to month, yep. And there's no contracts or anything, so it's like we're performance-based, so we do that to make sure we're earning the business month to month, and you choose to stick with us because you're getting jobs and it's something that, you know, actually makes sense.
Right.
And you're not just on Google. Go ahead.
So what, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, I've had some of them call me, like, they run ads and stuff. Is this an ad thing where I have to pay for ads too, or?
No, so everything's included in that 249. So we do also run ads for you on Facebook, and then you're on 67 different directories, you know, like Yahoo or Yelp, Better Business Bureau, and like voice-activated searches too, like Alexa or Siri, or say someone's, you know, speaking to their car or their phone, you're still going to pop up. They wouldn't just have to type it in.
Yeah.
So you're popping up pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, you have the sponsored Facebook ads. We also have a tracking system so we can track your success, like what areas you're being searched in, where the calls are coming from, you know, what keywords you're being found for, even monitor track and help you get more reviews. You have a tech team who runs everything for you. So we handle everything on the digital side. That way, pretty much all you got to handle is answering the calls, you know, doing the jobs.
Yeah.
Yep. So hopefully I sound a little bit different than most of these guys that call you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them that call. But, I've actually ran Google Ads. And when I'm running the Google ads, I actually, you know, we do all right, but I get a lot of calls on crap that I don't do also, like carpet cleaning and pool cleaning, and, you know, because it hits off the keywords cleaning. You know,
that's how we make sure we're specific with the keywords, too, to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I played with it some on my, because I have the Google Ads. I've got all that crap on my computer, and I played with trying to mess with it some, but I really don't know exactly what I'm doing.
Right. No, of course it's good to have a professional tech team do it. What type of budget were you running on the Google Ads?
No, I wasn't really running. I was running like $10 a day. Wasn't a whole lot, you know. Yeah, something like that. I think I moved it up. I think I think most I spent was like $500 a month.
Right.
But it paid for itself, but it really didn't pay for itself enough that it was worth it for me to do it.
To deal with all that, yeah, like doing it yourself, exactly. Yeah, and this way, I mean, you're spending about half that, right, and we actually get you results, like, I mean, typically, what I see is, especially with the reduced pricing at $249, you'd be seeing like a 5 to 10 times return on investment. So you'll actually, I mean, because if we can get you even a handful of jobs per month, this thing's paid for itself, you know, 5, 10 times over. So.
Yeah.
And it's at least going to get you a handful, because, I mean, usually, so you know that tracking system I was talking about? So let's just say I'll put exterior cleaning, right, for just Guntown. So. In the last 30 days, there's been about almost 1,000, so let's just even round down, 900 searches, right? So we'll say we got you 1% of those searches, right? They turned out to be good jobs. That's 9 good jobs in the span of a month. Now, that's for one keyword in one area. We can get you up to 15 keywords and then 12 different areas. So then we'd multiply that, and, I mean, you see where I'm going with that. Like I said, it pays for itself.
Right. I understand what you're saying.
Yep.
I'm definitely interested in at least trying it, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like I said, I can't just jump in head. I got to talk to my wife about it and everything. But, you know, I'll try to come up with a decision on it. And I'm finna actually go on vacation, man.
Oh, nice. Wish I could do the same.
Yeah, we're going up to the mountains.
Okay, so like, nice. What parts?
Can you give me a little time to talk to my wife and then get back from vacation, maybe?
So, what type of timeline are we thinking? Just because my only worry is the availability of the listing.
Huh?
My only worry is the availability of the listing, because what they do is when they have a listing open up for, like, a specific area or keyword, our inventory department just forwards us a short list of companies, and then we call through that area until they fill the listing. So typically it's the same week. So are we talking about later this week, or what type of timeline were you thinking about, like, you know,
yeah,
with the callback?
I mean, I could probably let you know something by the end of the week. Maybe even, what's today, Monday? Call me Wednesday.
Yep. Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, Wednesday, like morning, 9 or 10 o'clock, or what's good for you?
About the same time right now, to be honest.
Same time. No worries, man. You're a busy guy. I got it. It's part of having a business.
How would I pay you as far as that goes?
Typically card payment, like, you know, whatever type of debit or credit card, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
call me Wednesday at about the same time, and I'll give you a yes or no on it. How about that?
All right, sounds good. Well, hopefully you get the cosign, and we'll get you started then, okay?
Yeah, like I said, man, you know, my wife's a big research person, and we team effort everything, so.
No, I'm the same with my wife, so I get it. No, I'm sure. No worries. No, I appreciate the time, man. You have a good one, and we'll talk later.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yep. Bye. Yep.
Bye.